Okay, today's daf is Shkalim, daf Mem Ches Yerushalmi, and we are continuing in Perek Shlosha Asar Shofaros. We are on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amid Beis, discussing the 13 Shulchanos that were in the Beis HaMikdash, as we described the 8 Shulchanos near the place where they shechted, and then a couple of, 2 of them next to the Kevesh and 2 of them inside to put the Lechem Apanim on, going in and going out, and then the ultimate Shulchan, as we know. So we mentioned that they were, in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, they built extra Shulchanos, and there's a Machlokas Tanaim. How many Shulchanos did they put the Lechem Apanim on? It's a lot of Lechem Apanim that one would have to bake. But the Tanakhama says that it was only Shalmosha. Bias Rabbi Yehuda says, Al Kulam Hayim Masader. L'chara, this is out of Machlokas that the Rambam would paskin because it's just what took place then. But really, there's going to be one Shulchan and one Lechem Apanim that will be on the 12 Lechem Apanims that will be on the Shulchan. We mentioned, remember, a couple of days ago, the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the creation of the Shulchan. That is included in the mitzvah of Machlokas. Right? The Rambam says, making the Shulchan is included in the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. That includes making all the Kalim, and the Menorah, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach, is all included in Asuli Mikdash. The Ramban agrees that you don't count it separately, but the Ramban says Asuli Mikdash is not including the Kalim. Right? The Shulchan is included in the mitzvah of Lechem Apanim. The mitzvah of Lechem Apanim includes the Shulchan, not only just to have the Lechem Apanim, but to create the place where the Lechem Apanim is going to be. So that is also included in the mitzvah. Okay. So we'll leave that for now. Tani. Mizrach, the end of the last line. Mizrach u'mayrav ha'yinusunim divrei Rebbe. How were these Shulchanos, and even the one Shulchan, but how were the Shulchanos, placed? So we know that the Shulchan is on the north side and on the menorah is on the south side. But which way did it go? Did it go, let's say, the Shulchan, lengthwise, did it go length to length of the Beis HaMikdash, or was it perpendicular? Was it parallel to the wall or perpendicular to the wall? How did you set it up? So, Tani, Mizrach u'Mayrav ha'yinusunim divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, it was Mizrach Mayrav. It was east to west to east, which is exactly parallel to the wall, right, to the wall. The Shulchan was on top, and it was next to the wall, right, as the Karban Eida says, Hashulchanos rosho echa l'mizrach ve'echa l'mayrav, dainu arko la'ora echabayis. Right, there was the to the length of the heichal as it was in there. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Safon Vidarum Hayinasuna. No, it was north south. They were north south. That's how they were situated. North south. Even if one was on the north side, but they were placed in a north south direction. Before we comment on that, let's do another line. I understand the one that says east to west that fits in because kulin ruyin l'sheiros. They all are ra'i to use. Meaning, even though you don't, even though the first opinion said you only put on one of them, the Shulchan Moshe, but they all only allowed there in a place where they are ra'i to be usable. You can't just put a table into the, you know, wherever you want. You can't put anything into the heichal. So all of these have to be at least roi in the place. So here they were roi. They were put in the place on the north side, as we said. All the shulchans have to be on the north side. So if you put them, east to west, let's say, as we're going to see, the heichal was 40 amos east to west. And all the shulchanos have to be on the inner side. So if there were 20 shulchanos, and you put them starting from all the way back up to the middle point, so you could fit it in, and they're all on the north side, going from east to west. Manda amar tzafon v'darom nimso shulchan v'darom. But if north south and you line them all in a line, all the one next to each other, then half of them are going to be on the south side of the heichal, and you can't have them in the south side. The shulchan has to be on the north side. So therefore, that's a kasha, which the Yerushalmi here does not answer. Period. We don't answer that question. If you look in the Tiklan Chadatin, he points out that it's the derech of the Yerushalmi to not go into much detail about shitas that we don't paskin like. Unlike the Bavli. The Bavli could spend 3 pages on shitas that we don't paskin like. But Beishamai. But look at the Tiklan Chadatin right in the middle of the first column. V'nishar b'kushya. V'lochosh laharich. B'kushyos ha'achiros shebabavli. In the Bavli, in the parallel Gemara, there are other questions asked and there are answers given. We don't go into it. Uli yashvam alibet demandam retzavon v'dar munachem. According to the opinion that says north south. Mishum de laselchas akavase. Because we don't paskin like him.
We're not passing like that shita. We're passing like Rebbe over when if it's one on one, we pass like Rebbe over his friend. Vegam sasam masis de menachis kavasi the Rebbe. Also, the Mishnah Menachis is so same like Rebbe. Velav orche di Yerushalmi laharich bepilpula shalali bedilchasa. That's a yesod gadol of the Tekken Chalatin. It's not the Derech of Yerushalmi to go into such detail and ask kashas and tirutzim shalo aliba dehilchasa. The Bavli does. Again, it doesn't mean that the Yerushalmi is saying it's not Talmud Torah to study those shitas. Obviously, it's Talmud Torah, but it's not the Derech to go as into them as deep in as much as the Bavli. What do you mean it's part of Talmud Torah? It is what we might call Chefsa Shel Torah, even if you don't paskin that way. There's a difference between Chofes Gavra, right? The chi of the reason that I have to do something versus the Torah itself, right? Dinim Durabanan. Somebody that, I mentioned this before, somebody was asked Rav Soloveitchik after studying, after he gave a shiur in a shul in Manhattan for 10 years on Maseches Brachos and Maseches Megillah, which is almost all Dinim Durabanan. Brachos and Berchas Hanenin and Berchas, it was all Durabanan. Okay, you have a little Berchas Amazin in there, but so many dafim. So if it's Dinim Durabanan, so is it Talmud Torah? Is it Bittul Torah Midaraisa? And it's only Talmud Torah Durabanan? Of course not. You could have a Chovas Gavra, that's his Durabanan, but it is what we call a Chefsa Shel Torah. It is an entity of Torah recognized on a Daraisa level. And that's even Shittas that we don't paskin like. That term Chefsa Shel Torah came from Reb Chaim, as one might have thought. And that is quoted by his son, the Brisker Rav, in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, where the issue dealt with is women making birchas, saying birchas haTorah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch paskens that women say birchas haTorah. How could a woman say birchas haTorah when it's not obligated in Talmud Torah? So some say, okay, maybe it's like a woman says a bracha on a zman grama. Just like a woman can say a bracha on shaking a lulav and sitting in a sukkah and shofar, so to hear. The problem is, that's the shita of the Ramah, based on Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, says a woman cannot make a bracha on a zman grama. And yet the Shulchan Aruch says that women can say, have to say Birchas HaTorah. Second, they say Birchas HaTorah, right? If it's, so maybe it's a Birchas Shevach, and if it's Birchas Shevach, so then they're obligated. So what kind of Birchas Shevach is it? So explains, Reb Chaim, to be Birchas HaTorah, ein habracha al kiyum hamitzvah shel Talmud Torah, as I'm reading from the Griz in Hilchos Brachos, raktu din bifnei atzma, de Torah bo'i bracha. Torah needs a bracha. If one comes in contact with Torah, then you have to make a bracha on it. It's Chefsa Shel Torah. Kid Yalfina La Bebrachas, he doesn't use that phrase here. I think he does. Let's see. The Yalfina La Bebrachas, Chafalof, Mikra Dechi, Shem Hashem Ekra. When I call out the name of God. Imkein, that's the source for Bracha de Torah. Imkein, Ein Zed Din, De Sheshayach La Mitzvah Klau. This is not a bracha that shayach to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rak da Torah atzma to una bracha. V'nashim peturos rak me ha mitzvah shel Talmud Torah. Alav al enim of kos me etzem ha chefsa shel Talmud Torah. There's still the chefs of Talmud Torah in a ma'isa limud of a woman and in Torah of das yachid, which you don't paskin like, and in mitzvahs d'rabanan. All of that is chefs of Shel Torah. So even though the Tikkun Chalitin says here that it's not the derech of Yerushalmi to be marich, it's not because that the shittas we don't paskin like aren't chefs of Shel Torah, right? Elu ve'elu, divi lukim chayim, in terms of what we study, in terms of what we do, you know, we paskin in a certain way. But that's an important discussion that we have there. Okay, so that's all Shulchan. Let's continue a little bit more. We skip the next three words. Tani, HaShulchan HaYinasim Mechatzi HaBayis V'lefnim. So the Shulchan has to be on the inner side of the Heichal. The Heichal is 40 Amos east-west. So the Shulchan has to be on the inner side. It's just inner, on the inner side of the Heichal. Mashuch min HaKosol K'shtei Amos Klapi T'Safon. About two Amos pulled off of the north wall, being south of the north wall. What do you need that space for? Because when the Kohanim come in to change the Lechem upon him, they have to be able to come in and be able to squeeze in on that side of the wall to slide the Lechem in and pull the Lechem out. So that's why you can't be up against the wall, flush against the wall. You have to have the space for the Kohanim to stand on that side. So, clap yourself. Umenorah connected Bedarim, and exactly parallel to the Shulchan in the north, is the menorah in the south also just inside, right, the halfway point in the Heichal, and pulled off of the told off if it's the outside. And the Gemara in elsewhere says Harotza, I think Baba Basra also, but the Gemara in the Brachas talks about dreams, if you dream about. But if for Harotza Lahachim, right, if you want to become wise, Yadrim, you think of the south, because the menorah is in the south and the menorah symbolizes Chachma. If you want to become rich, Rotza Shayashir, Yatspin, because that's the way the Shulchan is, and the Shulchan is the is about Parnasa and sustenance. Mizbeach Hazav, Hayinotun Be'emsa Abai, is the Mizbeach Hazav, right? This rounds out the three Kalim that we have in the Heichal. Right in the north is the Shulchan, the south is the menorah, in the middle is the Mizbeach Hazav, the little Mizbeach, also called the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaKtores, three names for each Mizbeach. That's the three, those are the three names for the inner one. Be'emsa, that's in the middle, but Cholik is Abayis Mechetzio V'lefnim, right? It's in the middle, it's in the middle of the, from north-south. Mashal Kima Klape, switch that word, Chutz. It's a little bit further out towards the front than the menorah and the shulchan. So the menorah and the shulchan are exactly on a line. The shulchan in the north, menorah in the south. The shulchan is in the middle. I'm sorry, the mizbeach is in the middle, but pulled out a little bit towards the front. Pulled out a little bit towards the front. Klape atzafon, further out than the other two kalim. The kulhem hayinusunim mishlish habayis v'lefnim. All of them are within a third inside. What does that mean, within a third inside? We just said it's just within half. So the Mefarshim explain, maybe that is including, if you include the Kodesh Kadashim, if you include the Kodesh Kadashim, so then it's 60 altogether, because the Kodesh Kadashim is 20 east-west, so this is 40, so 60 altogether. So if you go on the inside of the 40, that's also about a third of the, it'll be further in, and it'll be in the, within the third of the 60 as well. So it's the inner half just counting the Heichal, and it's the inner third counting also the Kodesh Kadashim. So this is all menorah. I'm sorry, this is all Shulchan. Now we get to the menorah. Eser menoros, also Shlomo. Shlomo made 10 menoros. Not only did he make more Shulchans, he made more menoros. Shinemar Vayasa menoros. Hazav menoros. You see, that's plural. Hazav asher kemishpat eser kemishpatam vayitim beheichal chamish mimim v'chayish misbal. So now, first, we're going to have the same exact shachla v'tarya like we had by the shulchan. In temer chamish b'zavon v'chamish b'darim. What does north and south mean? Does it mean that there were five when you walk into the heichal? There were five menorahs on the north side, you know, on the right side when he walks in, and five on the left. That doesn't work. Follow ena menorah k'shir ela b'darom. All menorahs have to be in the south. Shenemar v'es ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan al tzela mishkan temana. Malta malomar chamesh mimin v'chamesh b'smol. So what does the five mean? Five on each. El ha-chamesh mimin minoraso shel Moshe v'chamesh b'smola. It means Moshe's menorah was on the south side, and there were five to the right of it, five to the left of it, but they're all in the south. All in the south. But as the Tanakhama said earlier also, the only Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that was lit every evening, according to Rashi, and also every morning, according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that the menorah is lit every morning also. Because after all, the Rambam says, you're not lighting it because it's dark and you need the light. You're lighting it, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, to remind us of the Hashras HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash. So if that's Shechina, that's even day and night. So that's why you're right, even by day. Interesting, that answers a question, that Rambam answers a question that the Gemara says that the 25th day of Kislev, they came in and they found the one jug of pure oil and lit for 8 days. So we have a holiday from the 25th. One second. But if they came in and they found it on the 25th, they lit it that night for the 26th. So shouldn't Chanukah start on the 26th? Right, not the 25th. So some say, oh, the first day is for the nace of the finding. And then the other days, so that's one suggestion, and the other days are for the lighting. Or maybe the first day is for the milchama. But some say, no, the Rambam says that you light by day. So they found it, they lit right then. The Rambam says you light by day, not only by night. So they lit on the 25th. Right, so that's the Rambam's shita. Lo ma'avar ela shel Moshe Bilvad. So, but they only lit on that Moshe. Shneim Rav Menorah Sazov Nirosel Levar Ba'erev Ba'erev. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, as we said earlier, Al Kulam Ayamavir Shneim Rav Ves Hamenoros Venirosel Levarim Kibishpat Lefnei Advir Zahav Sagur. Right, and they have that the menorahs that we use. They made all of those menorahs, and the second day says they lit on all of them because it says Minoros Minoros. They had. But one more line, Rav Vaperach vaneiros hamelkachayim zahav hu michlos zahav hein kilu zahavo shel Moshe. They finished the zav of Moshe. Shlomo Melech had this special type of zav called zahav sagur. What does sagur mean? If you sell this zav, all other stores could close. Sagur. Because no, nothing could compete with this type of zav that he had. So he used so much gold for the menorahs that, you know, this, it was all finished. This type of, he had plenty of other zav, but it was this type of zav. Interesting, the Tanam here debate about, you know, where these were, about, they all had, all the shulchans had to be on the north side, and all the menorahs had to be on the left, on the south side. But we had earlier the Machlokas Tanam about which way the shulchanos were situated. Right, even when it's on the north, were they facing east-west or were they facing north-south? And the Megillah Menachos also has that by the menorahs. It's an interesting tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen discusses in Simen Kuf Dalid, when you light the menorah in your shul, which way should you put it? North-south or east-west? That's his tshuva. Remember the Rav Yisrael Isserlin? Almost every one of these, right, 1400s, almost every one of these is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Haneir shel Chanukah shel Beis HaKnesses, heich misadjon osan, bein mizrach l'mayar vo beitzaf l'darim. How do you do it? You put the menorah in the shul on the south side, because that's where the menorah was in the Beis HaMikdash. But when you put it on the south side, do you stand it east-west or north-south? That's the question of the Trumas Hadeshen. So Yireh says the Trumas Hadeshen, whatever they did in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what you do in your shul. Because that's the parallel. That's the parallel. Yira dahach milsa talya beplukta tetanoi vahagaonim nami muchulakim bahi plukta. And he looks quotes in Menachas, tafsadi ches, pligi bar rebi verblaz reb shimin b'minora sheba mikdash. Right? We just had it quoted regarding the Shulchan. But here he quotes it from Menachas. Even though Rebbe saw me mizrach l'mayrav ha'yimunachin, was Rebbe Shimon saw me mizrach l'darm ha'yimunachin. V'ha'yanira da halacha k'rebi mechaveru, as we said, we pass on like Rebbe, halacha k'rebi mechaveru, v'chein pirish Rashi, v'chumish, amna maramba, masmak kosu mizrach l'darm ha'yimunachin, the Rambam and the Spag say no, it's north-south, v'ashtu hunira, ho'ov v'kasav smak, shana malikin, v'beis ha'knesses, l'tzadarm zeichel menorah. Since the whole reason that we light in the shul is because it's a zecher to the menorah in the base of Migdash, Im srichin gam lesader aneiros kamoshe misdarim b'menora lamar kedislei ulamar kedislei. So you should go by whatever you hold like in the base of Mikdash, machlokas tanoim and machlokas rishonim. Whatever you did in the base of Mikdash, that's what you should do in your shul also. Berov mekomos ra'isi ha'imisdarim b'mizrach lamayrev. Most places that I've seen, says the Trumas Hadeshen, they went from east to west. Bevina, Kirmais, Nustat, Ach b'marpork. All these places of the Trumas Hadeshen. Noagin l'sadra mitzaf and l'darim. V'nara naro pashta. Whatever you do is good. V'kol chad ikatana v'go'un desavar kavasei. Amnam im hayisi b'makam she'ein minhag, hayisi mani kamosh v'isi b'rov makomos ukurebi mechaveiro. If there's no minhag, I would say east-west, because that's what most of the makomos do, but there are other places as well. But that's the Trumas Hadeshen. Again, this goes on the list of many halachos that we have to parallel the Chanukiah that we have on Hanukkah to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? We have many parallels. Right? The Balamor and the Meiri quote. There's a halacha of Asur Lehishtamesh. Right? I can't use the candles. Ve'elon and Roshir Shlishtamesh Bohem. We say it in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Why can't you use your by Shabbos candles, you have an obligation. You have a chiyuv to use them. Der Hana. But Hanukkah, Asur. Why Asur? So Rashi says, Bizui Mitzvah. It's a bizayin. It's l'shem mitzvah. The Balamar and the Miri say, because there's Zechel HaMikdash. And just like Zechel HaMikdash, there's an Isra Mi'ila, so too, your Chanukah candles. Unbelievable. There's a hashpa on the Halacha L'maisa. Even in the Nusach that we say, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachas, I'm not going to say it inside, same time, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachas discusses the when do you say Lib, when do you say Al? All the Rishonim, Sachem Dav Zayin, discuss what the rules are. When do you say Li or Al? So the Rambam says, you say li before you do a mitzvah, right? Li halak. That's the Rambam says. That's why you say anatilas lulav, because it's too late. You're yotzei. You picked it up. Li halak ner shel Chanukah. Li. Litko. So you say li. So the Ravid says, okay, so why do we say al mikra megillah and la halak ner shel Chanukah? Right? They're both beforehand. So the Ravid says, maybe you say an al by a mitzvah drabanan. Vayimitzvah derabbanan, you say al. And that's why you say al mikra megillah. So what about Chanukah? What about Chanukah? Why do you say, if it's by Mrs. Rabbanan and you say al, you should say al halakas der Chanukah? Why do you say lip? No, it says the Ravid, because the Chanukah, it's paralleled Kain Shel Mikdash. And the lighting of the Beis HaMikdash was a Daraisa, so that's why we say Lahavlik. Even the Lashon of Lahavlik reminds us of the Beis HaMikdash. So you have the Nusach HaBracha, you have the Bizui Mitzvah, you have the Isser Hana, a lot there. Relating to that. The other issue, the one might be able to bring up is by the menorah. The menorah, as we mentioned here, we're talking about the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Did Moshe Rabbeinu actually make the menorah? But Chazal tell us it was very hard. He couldn't figure out how to make the menorah. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him. He says, you throw it into the oven and I'll take care of it. And you know that from the fact that it says the word zeh. Whenever it says the word zeh or zos in the Torah, it means Hashem's, you have to point to it, not just Hashem. Point, the clarity. Vizeh ma'isa menorah, mixture of vizeh. How do you take a gold? So Hashem had to show Moshe a picture. Vizeh ma'isa menorah. That zeh always means you can point to it. Right? Hachodesh hazeh lachem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand about the month, went to be mechadesh, again zeh. B'neinu zeh sorer umorah. Right? But sorer umorah is only if the parents bring the child, b'neinu zeh soramora. The zeh ma'isa menorah, chodesh other words, zeh is always, zeh keli v'yanvehu. Right, in Oz Yashir. But B'nai Yisrael had such clarity of the vision, right? Ra saw shiv chalayam, ashalaro, yecheskel ben buzi. So zeh keli v'yanvehu. They're able to point to Hashem, kaviyachal. Zeh keli v'yanvehu. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Parshas Matos, in Emes Liakov, also discusses this, clarity of vision that zeh is only found by Moshe Rabbeinu amongst Nevi'im, right? Like the Rambam says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that had clarity of vision of the Zeh. All other Nevi'im were misnabe with the word ko. Ko Amar Hashem. Ko Amar Hashem, that's not clarity. The Nevi'im got a message and they put it into their own words and then they, you know, express it. That's ko. Zeh is different. That's what Rashi quotes, the beginning of Matos. Moshe nisnabi b'ko amar Hashem b'chatzos halayla. V'nevi'im nisnabi b'ko amar Hashem, Moshe v'aliyah Moshe b'nisnabi b'loshem zeh hadavar. Zeh hadavar. Right, that's zeh hadavar by the halachas and nedarim. So that's the zeh hadavar. That's what Rabbi Yaakov explains. Nimsa zeh, shagam ishius hanavi mishtatefes b'nevuah. By all of the nevi'im, the personality of the navi himself combines with the nevuah, and he expresses it in the way that he expresses it. That's how in Nevi'im, there was a story that they knew two Nevi'im were Nevi'e Sheker, because they said the exact same words. Exactly. That's impossible. It's impossible. You have to be personal. Umarim lo l'navi esachi zayom, but navi mabio l'fi kochosav t'chuno niyosav. Masha'enkin Moshe Rabbeinu, shemasa lanu esatora, b'zeh hadavar mamish, b'kabalaso b'li eze hishtatfus, mishiyuso hapratis, alakadosh baruch hu medaber, Migrono Shel Moshe. Right? He's talking straight. And that's why, this is alluded to in this Zeh Hadavar. So why Dafka does the Torah allude to this difference of Moshe Rabbeinu from other Nevi'im by Parshas Matos, by Nedarim? Because what's a Neder? A Neder is something that I could create. I could create an Avera or a Mitzvah. I could promise to eat something, I promise not to eat something. I could create. So you might think that Moshe Rabbeinu also created. Moshe created mitzvahs and created averus. That's why Dafki here, it says, no, zeh hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu said exactly, right, what he was told to us. See, p'hinei parshas nedarim anu roin. Sheha adam yesh b'kocho litzor ulachadish mitzvos v'averus chadashos. A person has that power. That's what we learn from nedarim. Dahainu. Shem adam nishba shvua. Sheyochal kikarzu. Harizu mitzvah la'ochla. Farizu mitzvah saseh kamo achilas matzah. If somebody says, I have a chiyuv to eat this. It's a mitzvah saseh. We would have thought maybe shagam b'torah not lachelik yishuso shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshef. Lefichach b'zeh hamakom edgisha Torah va'amar hazeh hadavar. No, zeh hadavar. This Moshe Rabbeinu is exact. Sha'af sheyesh da parshas nedarim af al pikin hatorah yikulam mipi Hashem. V'doki nachonu. And that's why we dafka say it here. Good. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah zeh hadavar. We continue. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda b'shem Asi ha'yishlomo notel elef kikri zav. When Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlomo HaMelech had to make all of these menorahs that use one kikar, he took 1,000 kikars of zahav, u'machnisan l'kor, a huge amount, he put it into the furnace, u'motzian, and he took it out, and put it back in, achu mamidan alecha, until he came to the purest one kikar out of 1,000. L'kayim ha'shenemar kikar zav tahar, Asa Osa, the Gomer. So one kikar. Amar of Yosi Bar Yehuda, Maisa. So we're going to go with the Karban Eidah's Girsa of the next three lines. See on the top left side. Maisa bin Menorah, Samigdash, Shahisa Yisera, Menorah, Shasa Moshe bin Midbar, Dinar Zav. 1 second, there was a story. The Menorah in the Mikdash was one kikar more. Vichnisu Lakur, Shmon and Pamim. They put it 80 times into the Kur, Lochasar Ha'esh, Mishkal Aklum, and nothing came off. Nothing came off. So what are you talking about? That Shlomo HaMelech put the gold into the oven, into the furnace so many times that it kept getting less. There's a story that Bryce said, says it never gets less. You put it in, it comes out the same exact way. So the Gemara answers back to the Gemara 2 lines later. The Ya'us, this is correct. Why? Adlo Yakam al Burarei, before the gold reaches its ultimate purest state, Havichas or Sagin, it loses a lot when it's heated. I mean, Du Kayam al Burarei, but once it reaches its level of purity, the highest level of chaser klum. So the story must be a case where it already reached the highest level of purity, and that's why it wasn't chaser anything in that case. Okay. If you want to just a maramakomani, if you look at the first meshach chachma in Parshas Tetzaveh, he talks about why Shlomo HaMelech might have made so many menorahs. Why Shlomo HaMelech? So he says, he thinks it's based on, again, without going into the details, it's based on the fact that in the Mishkan, right, there was one menorah, and he went through the dimensions of one menorah in the Mishkan. Kivish Mishkan Hayarochav, it was 10 by 30 with one menorah. So if you multiply that by how big the Beis HaMikdash was, he assumed that that ratio needs one menorah, 10 by 30. So if the Beis HaMikdash was, I don't know, 100 by 300, I forgot the exact measurements, he multiplied that. Do the math, that's how many menorahs we needed. And once you have a menorah, you need a shulchan that's keneged, the menorah. That's what, discusses. He's a vidoke tape, and he likes that shot. So you look there, the first, Meshech Chachma in Parshat Tetzaveh, discussing why, how many, so many menorahs and so many shulchans. Okay. Now we get back to why the 13 was mentioned in this whole parak at all. The 13 shofaros. And we got on a tangent to the 13 shulchanos and the 13, hishtachavayos and sha'arim. But here we go back. Back to Shkalim. Shlosha asar shofaros hayu b'mikdash. There were 13 shofaros that were in the mikdash. The kasav aleihen. What did it say on them? Tiklin chadatin. The tiklin atikin. New shkalim and old shkalim. The new shkalim, that's what we spoke about for a long time. The first tens of dafim here in shkalim. We spoke all about. That's where they put all the shkalim in. The new shkalim. Tiklin atikin is if you came late and you had to make up for last year's, you put it into that one. Kinin, the gozle ola. Another one said kinim, birds. Gozle ola, that's also birds. Eitzim, wood. What if you want to donate wood? So you put some money into the wood basket. Lavona, you want to give frankincense? Every lavona was given along with the Karban Mincha. Zahav lekeforos, gold for keporos or kalim. Right, you want to donate some money for kalim. Shisha lenadav, and then another 6. Right, that's 7. Right, 2 tiklins. Kenan, Gozlim, Eitzim, Lavona, Zahav, and then 6 more for Nidavis, if you want to give money for Nidvas Ola. Now we go through each one, describing what each of them are. Tiklan Chadatin, Shibakal Shana Vashana, as we know, the new Shkalim, every year, you put it in, and 3 times a year, they're Torah mit, and they put it into the Kupos, as we described earlier. Va'atikin, Mishalo Hevi Yishtakid, Shokal Shana Ba. If somebody didn't get to send their Shkalim last year, so then they have to put it in this one, which is, old shkalim. Kinin, now we have a machlokas. What about the next two? There were 2 that were for birds. Kinin and gozle ola. What do kinin and gozle ola include? So everybody put money, what, would you put money in there for what? So first daya. Kinin, there are only 2 types of birds that can be brought as a karban. You can't bring a chicken as a karban. You could bring tor or yona. Tor will translate as doves. And B'nai Yonah are pigeons. B'nai Yonah, only young ones. Tor, only old ones. Mature. Those are the only 2 birds that can be brought as a karban for birds. So what is, so those says that Rabbi Yehuda, Kinin, Hain Torin, Kinin are Torin, meaning our doves, mature doves, goes leola, that container, hein b'nei yona. Those are for young pigeons. Kulan olos. But are for olos, meaning nedavos. Nedavos. Divei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person is chayev, sometimes we know, let's say somebody is a zav or a zava or a, right, a yoled, if you have to bring a kan, if you have to bring a kan, let's say a yoledis or a zava, you have to bring an ola and a chatas. One ola, one chatas. So Rabbi Yehuda says that was not, there was no, container for that. That you brought the money to the Kohen and they gave you the birds. There was no container for the Esrei Yehuda. Why? We'll have to see that in the Gemara. That's how the Tiklan Chadin explains. There was, for Kine Chova, there was no shofar. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Again, Kinin is for mature doves, and goes Leola are for the young pigeons. V'chachamim Omrim, they argue. No, Kinin, Echad Chadas, Echad Ola. Kinin are for Chadas and Ola. You put money in if you want to, you want the coin to take a chatas and ola and give it for you. You put it in there, and, you know, he uses one chatas, one ola. One second. If you put in money, so how does the Kohen know? There's 20 people that put in money. Maybe he's picking up some for the all olas or all chatases. So Tosfos says, in Psachim, it must be, no, they put it in a separate bag. You put the money, and you know, each bag has one chatas, one ola. Because if not, you run into big problems. Because you have all this money in there, and half of it's for chatas, and half of it's for olas. So Tosfos says, Psachim daf tzadi, v'nira l'ri, t'kalachas ha'isat soreres ma'oseha, v'nosenes b'shofar. You have to say that. Right, you have to say they put it into separate bags into the shofar. Their money. So that's so the chacham say the kinim say one chadas one ola goes leola kulan olos for goes leola. Right, that the one that was labeled goes leola that was all olos either for nedavis. Right, taru b'nei yona. Right, that we shouldn't discuss. Also there it must be labeled because which bird do you want to bring? You don't know which bird. If somebody made a nether to bring a yona, he's got to bring a yona. He can't bring a tor. So the Meiri says in Yuma, those are also labeled. Those must have been labeled whether they want a tor or they want a ben yona. Okay, I'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time with the next containers that were labeled.